Imagine trying to write a strict mathematical equation for something like, well, fairness.
Right. It sounds almost impossible.
Exactly. Like, how does a government legally mandate who gets a lucrative contract when spending public money, especially when they're actively trying to correct historical wrongs?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge.
Well, that is exactly what the Preferential Procurement Policy Framework Act number 5 of 2000 attempted to do. So, welcome to your custom deep dive.
And just as a quick roadmap for you listening today, because this act deals heavily with contracting based on, race, gender, and historical disadvantage, our goal here is purely to break down the mechanics of the text itself.
Right, we are just reading the blueprint.
Exactly. We aren't taking any political sides or endorsing viewpoints. We are simply unpacking the literal framework they built.
And it is a fascinating framework. I mean, we are looking at how constitutional ideals of equality are translated into a literal hard math point system.
Yeah, very rigid scoring system.
Right, forced onto any organ of state. So, like a local municipality, a provincial department, or even parliament itself. When they want to buy something or hire a contractor, they can't just pick a vendor they like.
No, they have to use specific math, and it is based entirely on the contract's value. So for smaller contracts, it's what they call an 80-20 split.
Okay, so how does that split work exactly?
Well, the lowest acceptable price automatically locks in 80 points, and the remaining 20 points are awarded for what the Act calls specific goals.
Got it. So it's kind of like grading a test where the price is the core curriculum worth 80% of your grade.
Right, exactly.
And social goals are like those bonus points. But wait, what about the really big contracts?
For massive high-value contracts, the formula actually shifts to 90-10. So price is worth 90 points, and the social goals drop down to just 10.
Oh, wow. And I know it's not an all or nothing game for the price score, right? Like if company A bids $100 and gets the full 80 points,
Yeah.
and company B bids $110, company B doesn't just get a zero.
No, not at all. They lose a precise fraction of those 80 points on a pro rata basis, basically because they are 10% more expensive.
So every single dollar over the lowest bid systematically chips away at their advantage.
Precisely. It's a very exact mechanism.
But I have to ask, if you are a government trying to correct deep historical inequality, why structure it so price still completely dominates the final score?
Well, because the core function of procurement is still fiscal responsibility. I mean, the government is spending taxpayer funds.
Right, they can't just bankrupt themselves then.
Exactly. By heavily weighting the price, the framework ensures the public isn't getting gouged. They use those 10 or 20 points as a targeted deciding factor rather than, an absolute blank check.
That makes sense.
Oh.
So if you're a business owner listening to this, those 10 or 20 bonus points are the absolute margins that determine whether you win or lose a massive government contract.
Oh, absolutely. It makes or breaks the bid.
So what exactly earns a company those specific points?
So the Act explicitly targets contracting with persons historically disadvantaged by unfair discrimination based on race, gender, or disability.
Okay.
And it also ties directly into the implementation of the 1994 Reconstruction and Development Program.
Ah, the RDP, which was South Africa's major post-apartheid socioeconomic policy,
Yeah.
right? Designed to address those massive inequalities.
You got it. But the rulemakers knew they couldn't just leave this vague. The Act mandates that these goals must be quantifiable, measurable, and clearly specified right there in the original invitation to tender.
Wait, hold on though. If this whole thing ultimately comes down to points on a piece of paper, what is stopping a company from just like lying about their demographics or who owns the business just to win the bid?
Yeah, the architects of the Act actually anticipated that. There are built-in teeth.
Built-in teeth. Like,
Well,
well.
if a contract is awarded because a tenderer furnished false information to secure those preference points, the organ of state has the sole discretion to cancel the contract entirely.
Oh, just cancel it flat out.
Instantly. And that's on top of any other legal penalties they might face for fraud.
Contract gone immediately.
Yeah.
That is intense.
Eerie.
But, relying entirely on a rigid mathematical formula, it has to create blind spots.
Yeah.
Like, what happens when the math dictates an outcome that simply doesn't make sense in the real world?
Yeah, that is where the escape hatches come in. They built those into the law too.
Escape hatches.
Yeah, the Minister of Finance has the authority to exempt organs of state from this framework entirely under specific conditions.
Like what kind of conditions?
Well, for example, if it's a matter of national security, or say if the likely suppliers are all international, or even if it's simply in the broader public interest.
Okay, so there's like a legal emergency break.
Exactly. Plus, there's this really vital clause stating that the highest scoring bidder wins unless there are objective criteria that justify awarding the contract to someone else.
Oh, I see. That prevents a blind algorithm from just forcing the government into a corner.
Exactly. It really is a massive undertaking.
It really is. I mean, trying to engineer social equity through strict bureaucratic arithmetic. They essentially tried to make the highly subjective concept of fairness totally objective.
Right, which means every single public contract becomes this micro-level balancing act between price efficiency and social justice.
And it leaves you with this to ponder. If you were the one designing this framework, how would you determine the exact monetary cutoff where a social goal suddenly drops from being worth 20 points down to just 10?
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
When you are translating constitutional ideals into a literal mathematical formula, how do you put a hard price tag on social change?